Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Pastor Matt Anderson, and he's with the Harvest Family Church in Audubon. Good morning to you, Pastor Anderson.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Hope your day is going well. We want to talk about a program that's been going on in Audubon, and now you want to share it a little wider through the area. It's called Living Free. And I want to mention right up front that we're going to be talking about a seminar at Heritage House on March 22nd, 3 to 9 p.m. And we'll remind you about that again in some more details. But, Pastor Anderson, what is this program? Give us a description of Living Free.
Living Free is a program. It's a community-led program. And what they do is we have a seminar to introduce the program in the community, and there is small groups that take place after the seminar, and it gives the people an opportunity to come and understand the program in depth. People struggle today with difficulties, whether it be substance or relational or behavioral issues, and it is a faith-based program. And we just want to encourage people through Jesus Christ, first of all, to help people with these difficulties. And the next thing is that if they have a desire to help others, they can use these principles to walk through with people in their lives, personal friends, families, and so forth. And so it's really a great program for Christian biblical principles to help people.
Yeah, it sounds like, and you sort of mentioned this, that what you learn through the seminar could be used with your family, could be used in your job, perhaps, or with your coworkers in some way, could be used with an organization you already belong to. There's lots of possibilities of how this information could be used.
Yes, it is.
Now, you said it's faith-based, and so who is sponsoring this?
Well, the churches get together. We have the Ministerial Association in Audubon right now that are supporting and hosting Living Free in our community. So there's an accountability with the community, and they stand behind and the principles of the program. So.
And so you've kind of invited the Cass County Ministerial Association or the Atlantic Ministerial. I think there are a couple ministerial associations actually in Cass County. So you're working with one or more of those groups?
We are. It is the Church Ministerial Association, and I was not aware that there was two, so I'm going to look into both of those.
Well, and I'm sort of going back from past times, so yeah, it probably needs to be checked in. It certainly could have changed, but I know that there's at least one and maybe more. So, yeah,
okay.
that's your job now, is to check into that.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit about how long has this been going on in Audubon?
For the last year. We have started that, spearheaded that, and started that up. Right now we have our first small group in our community, and it's grief and loss. So we are excited about that to help people in those areas.
So this could be, when you say that, groups could center around a particular challenge that they're having. It doesn't need to cover the waterfront, although that's a possibility, but it seems like you could zero in on people in this small group with a particular kind of challenge.
Yes. Once we do the seminar, then we break off and we go into our next course, or which it's a small group, and it's called the Insight. It gives us more depth to what Living Free is. And after we finish that, then we break off into specific topical groups, such as relational problems or behavioral issues, and even just coping with everyday life situations.
Yeah, sometimes it seems like a lot of things go bad for us, right? I mean, it's like sometimes they're just small things, but after you have so many small things, they kind of add up and you're going, I can't handle this. I need some help.
And Living Free kind of targets those things because they kind of take things one at a time. some of the bigger issues maybe or concerns that we have in life. We're able to talk about those as small groups in the community. And what it does, even, and not only does it help us to overcome some of these difficulties, but you begin developing relationships in the community, one with another, and begin bonding. And so a lot of times when hurts or hang-ups or disappointments face us, that we run off and we become isolated. And that's one of the worst things that we can do, because we begin thinking wrong thinkings and things like that. And so we want to come together and just talk about solutions and how we can break through some of these mindsets and some of these difficulties that mm-hmm. we have.
Communication and relationships, kind of the basis of solving a lot of problems and adding a lot of joy to our lives.
Yes, yes. We're looking forward to Living Free, giving people freedom to walk, with their head high and to feel good and about things that they've accomplished in their personal lives.
Okay, let's talk a bit more about the seminar that's scheduled at Heritage House, March 22nd, 3 to 9 p.m. Is there a fee?
There is a $20 suggested free will offering. It includes a food or lunch and a booklet.
Okay. And I'm sure this is open to everybody, but are there some particular people that you think might enjoy this, might find it useful?
Well, I think anybody could find it useful, whether it be church leaders or even medical profession or judicial system professions, and just down to the common person that just has an interest in learning more about life and how to cope with things that life dishes us at times.
Okay, so anybody who... I guess when I hear the term living free, that says some things to me about, this is really positive, living free. But now I could learn more about what does that really mean in this instance. So I think that's sort of motivational in itself.
Sure.
And at this, kind of go through the meeting. What happens at this meeting?
Well, the meeting has, there's 8 segments. Video segments that we go through in the booklet. It just brings out the basic foundation of what we need to address and how to address it. And then at the end, we close and we invite people to join us for the Insight group. And it's a 9-week small group, and just to go into deeper depths. And anybody's welcome to come and just at least even get information about the group. And so but we just want to leave that open to everyone who has that desire.
Okay, so this is kind of a find-out seminar, and then there will be these following sessions. So, but you really need to attend this one on March 22nd in order to find out what Living Free is all about. And I'm wondering, has this small group in Audubon met yet, or are you just getting started?
We have finished the seminar, the Insight groups, and we are just we're starting the first a specific tailored group for grief and loss.
Okay, because I think that's going to help when people meet here at the Heritage House to know, okay, here's how it's kind of been going, and we're interested in what's happening in other places when this has happened. Have you had experience with this in other locations?
There is the Living Free program originated in Kentucky, Chattanooga, Tennessee, and they have done several counties down there. There's some businessmen that may have had some difficulties, and they didn't want to do a residential treatment of any kind. I don't even want to say it's a treatment, but it's an information course. And so what they did is it's a non-residential program to help people in the community. Now, they started in Iowa, I suppose, probably 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they have been in Living Free has been in existence for 25 years, and have helped thousands, millions actually of people in different countries. This is not just a local, you know, program. It's nationwide and global wide, and it's not even the course is not even really a quick fix.
Okay. So people need to come to find out. Do they need to pre-register for this meeting at Heritage House, or can they just come?
No, just come.
Okay, March 22nd. And I'm guessing they could follow up with you at the Harvest Family Church in Audubon if there are questions. So we want to thank you very much, Pastor Anderson from the Harvest Family Church in Audubon. And until next time, here's a thought. Everyone and everything around you is your teacher.